Beloved from everywhere and anywhere this morning, lift up your voice and let us begin to give God thanks. Our God that is ever faithful, our God that is dependable, we saw the faithfulness of God yesterday. Our God who requires us to allow His Spirit to enable us to be faithful is a faithful God. Beloved, this morning giving thanks for your life, for your household, for His faithfulness to watch you on a day-by-day basis, for His commitment unto you, for keeping His covenant to fulfill it, for watching over His word to perform it. It's not like man that He should lie, neither is He the Son of Man that He should change. Beyond the Ecosoto, Leclecutoso Ziato, Donicusto Sozia, Zoprede de Bozo, Zeprede de Nosoto, Leclacutoso, Zeprina Custo Sozia, Stelebrendo Sozia, Zoprondega Custose, Becua Atuazo, Zeprede de Nosote, Necuto Sozia, Daponde Gecusote. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like our do also Donika Kutaz Leke Kutoso Ziatua Endege Kusoto Osuade Ella Bio Otu Azo Ondege Pluso Ote Esusia. Zoprondi che cusote, I soprondi che cusoto, lica cotosia. Lord, I thank you for my life. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my family. I thank you for your faithfulness. Di osis apio, o tugaza zui, menglo sotua, zeprenenoso, zeclosto zozia, atrozuzu. Ella pio ottobusa ate, elle che qua attuate, ella pio ottua attuata, ende che le fusse ote, e soppia attogolo prosu ate, ende che le fusse ote, ende che cuso, ende che le fusse ote, ende custo sociate, ella mongolicasi ate. Eda qua azu ato, zepelonglosu ate. Lord, I am grateful for your faithfulness, for the steadfastness of your love. To usopia atua atua, endegege nebus ote, endegege nebus ote, zisiatuali, neclondo susia ato, tonde lepresi ato, endege kusoto otuate. Ella pio otua asusia, make a libro susia, atua, atogole prenege kusote, iso prondegege libus ote, iso pia atua asu ato, ondege kusote, sisia le menglesi ato, iso pria antogogo libus ote, endege kusote, otua asusia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God, who rules and reigns in Zion. Our God that is faithful, our God that is able. Our God that is committed to His word concerning us is the all-knowing God, is the Almighty God. There is nothing hidden from Him. He knows all. He sees all. He made all. He watches over all. Nothing catches Him unaware, because darkness and light came to Him. He sees them. What lies in darkness, and nothing is hidden even from His eyes. Beloved, that is your God. And I am glad I can take care of me, because all things are plain in his eyes. Beloved, blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the midnight hour, beloved, for those who are on the prayer line, we saw our God turn bitter water that is met along the line after deliverance on the way to the destination of promise, to the location that God has ordained for God's people. We saw that God turned it into sweetness. We saw that God frustrated, and what was frustrating the people that made them to cry out unto the Lord, because they refused to be quiet. They just experienced a miracle. And another word, the enemy showed up in the pathway to the destination that God has ordained for them. But God did not fail his people. He rose, beloved, in the favor of his own people, doing for us in that time, showing a type of what the cross of Calvary is going to bring forth in our life, terminating shame, terminating the sickness that was killing the people and bringing us into connectivity, beloved, with the solution. And we also saw concerning our children, that children indeed were the heritage of the Father. And God's plan for our children is not that they should be problematic to us. He does not want our children to become a misfired arrow, because the word of the Lord says, our children, I want every parent to begin to pray this prayer every day as the Holy Spirit brings it into your remembrance. Beloved, I'm making the declaration of where you stand, because children are the heritage of the Lord and gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is the reward. Beloved, he said, like arrows are in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. And in the midnight hour, I went into detail about this. He said, how blessed that is, how happy, how joyful, how fortunate is the man who quiver is filled with them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies at the gates. They were not meant to be children of shame that bring pain to their parents. They were God's gifts. They were the arrows in the hand of the Almighty God that he shoots to target. When our children are operating under God, they will not be a misfired arrow. We work through different areas of sin when arrows are misfired. And I gave various examples. When arrows are misfired, they don't reach their target. They can land on the civilians where they were headed. They were aimed at shooting down the enemy. So you will see the missile of the warplane when the people were going to send them out, they have a strategy. They have a plan. We want this particular warplane to go to rush in Syria and go and destroy the ISIL camp. If that warplane headed in the direction of Turkey, and Turkey is saying, no, this is a warplane, what is it doing here? And they are saying to the pilot, deal with this warplane. You are going outside of your location. We are friends, we are not enemies, don't bring it here. So in order to protect their own border, they can shoot that plane down because it became a misfired arrow. And we have seen this fight in the experiences that we've seen, in all the battles against the ISIL, the Boko Haram, and it is important that whatever instrument is engaged, they are working according to the predetermined, beloved target that they were meant to reach. And when the enemy decided to trouble the household, he can turn the children that God has given, that was meant to be for us, bring us with honor and not shame, bring us and make us joyful and beloved, and not bring us grief, not pain, not bring us discouragement, despair, not cause us worry, not cause us anything that is contrary and hostile to us, anything that is contrary to the agenda of God. However beautiful the warplane is, however beautiful a missile is, it's all the desired purpose. And I understand that those warplanes, they are extremely expensive. They were not the same amount that you spend to buy goody goody. They were not cheap at all. They were costly. Beloved, but we have seen many of them wasted. The other day we saw in Afghanistan, a young lady that traveled, I think she went from the Middle East or so, beloved, and they showed us a place where all the tanks, the armors, the strong instruments, big instruments, that were wasted because they were misfired. They landed in the wrong place. Instruments that were purchased with money become rubbish dump. And beloved, and in the places where they have landed, they have ruined life, they have wasted destiny. But yet, a young girl, a teenage, decided to come on holiday and see the place and said, I will not go home. The land has become like a distressed place, a location whereby even the kids, nobody go around to the place because it gives them a memory that that instrument was misfired. And the misfired instrument has affected their community, has taken lives and wasted lives. If they remember what that instrument stood for, but that girl said, I need to give a face lift to this community. Let brightness be returned to this community and begin to paint. Begin to create something beautiful in what looks like a misfired engine, and beloved, and did an artistic work, and many people begin to come and see, turning the rubbish dump to become a place where the tourists will go and see. It was reminding them of the past, but it also showed them that there is a beautiful future ahead of them. But the enemy was behind every misfired arrow. When anybody don't reach their destiny or achieve their goal or be what God has intended them to be, it is the enemy that wanted to waste destiny and waste life that is behind this. Beloved, God gave you your children so that they can become the gift of God that makes your voice to be heard, that makes you, beloved, not to know shame, that makes you, beloved, to be able to confront your enemies at the gate and afraid. They were instruments of God, beloved, that he has brought into households for personality to be able to pass on good things unto their children. But beloved, when the enemy creep in, we will see a man like a Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob, that was meant to become an instrument that brings his father dignity, an instrument, the firstborn that represents the beginning of his strength, that represents his might, that represents, beloved, what gives him pride and joy. when Saul, the enemy, programmed evil into that young man's life, and we saw that he went to go and lay with his father's wife. And beloved, we saw because he has become not an entity that operates under God. Another thing took a hold of him, made him to disobey the work of God, became a misfired arrow. And he saw at the time of closing his eyes, he said, this is what is going to befall him, because it was meant to be the first in all seasons. It was meant to be the beginning of his strength. It was meant to be the beginning of his dignity. It was meant to be a pride for him. It was meant to be a joy to him. It was meant to be an instrument that brings grace, not disgrace, not humiliation, embarrassment. He said, beloved, he has done wrong. He lay with his wife, and his own father spoke against him. But beloved, you saw generations that were yet unborn, because one had become a misfired arrow, everybody else began to operate, beloved, and work under that demonic covenant. Spoken through words, because he exposed himself to become an instrument of disgrace, an instrument of embarrassment, an instrument of contention, an instrument of pollution, an instrument of defilement, a son that was born in the house of Jacob, that has the beginning. He knew where he started from. But beloved, that son did not put into account how God has helped his own father to get to where he was. Beloved, there is something that opened this man up to this. How did he love the wife of his father? If you know the beginning of Jacob and Leah, you will know that there is something that has gone wrong in that life. Jacob went into the house of Laban to marry a wife. They gave him what he didn't order for. They troubled him. He woke up in the morning, and what he saw was not what he ordered for. Beloved, but certain deed has been done. Because a man that went to bed drunk, today we have cases in the court, we have cases in our land of generation of young men that will sleep with anything. They are sleeping with their colleagues in school. They are and defiling them. Beloved, they are all friends. They are gang race. They are gang oppressions. Beloved, that even you will not think that one that is educated, beloved, will do anyone that has respect unto the anyone that has respect, beloved, for their parents will go to school and do. But there are sons, there are daughters that became a victim to these. Beloved, but they were not meant to be so. They were meant to be an instrument that God has put into the families to make their parents proud. But then you see that Jerry's finger, or what is the other one, the one in England, I don't know the name of it, now become a platform where many sons and daughters are coming, and they are doing pregnancy tests to check Which one is the father of the child? A lot of confusion taking place in our season because what was meant to be the arrow in the hand of the Lord, beloved, that it shoots to target, realizes their destiny became the handle by the enemy. I was shooting them against themselves and messing up with the families and creating disgrace and embarrassment and disturbing life and distorting what was good. Beloved, I want us to know the church cannot turn a blinded eye because you don't know whether it was closed at range, whether it is even happening under your roof and you don't know it. Beloved, and they don't just like this. The devil Leon make a way and make them to begin to behave appropriately. So today we see young boys and young girls. They have joined a homosexual group. They are lesbians. Beloved, having all sorts of reasons. Maybe because their parents have been abused, or they themselves have gone through experiences of rape. They have been misused. They were dejected. And they get confused in their mind and they begin to behave inappropriately. We need to find out what has gone wrong in their life. Why is this happening to our children? What is the problem that they are facing? Why is it? Because it was not meant to be so. There is no way a beautiful parent will say, I am raising in the journey of destiny. Beloved, your marriage and your children, they are part of your race, part of your journey of destiny in life. So if they are not in place in order, it will be impossible to run the race. That is impossible. And decide in our heart, I won't allow you to mess with my children. Tradition, according to Laban's explanation, made him to tell Jacob to give him, to set him up to marry Rachel's sister. Even though he served him for 7 years for another, he said tradition does not permit the younger to marry before the older. Beloved, and he gave the man, he made him to lie, to sleep with his own sister's husband, the man that has labored, that he saw every day, the parental manipulation, sponsor, problem that refused to go away. Beloved, he just said, give me my wife, but what they gave her was not what he ordered. They gave her another. The word of the Lord said in Genesis chapter number 29, Jacob served 77 years in verse number 20 and served years for Rachel. And they seem to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. They were the most exciting years. He was looking forward to something good. He was looking forward to the end of the race that he has just run. In that 7 years, not 7 months, but 7 days, then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife that I may go into her, for my time is completed. Give me my wife. Beloved, it was very, very clear in its expectation. Give me my wife. It is time for me to now begin to make family myself so that I can go in unto my wife. Give me my wife. He knows when you go to work, you ask for your wages. You don't ask above what you desire. When they shall change you, it is not accepted. You can come back to your HR or to your accountant, and you say this is not what we agreed as a contractual arrangement. It said that between us, you said I will serve you for this number of years, and then I can have my wife. And it is time now, the 7 years is completed. What it's asking for is give me the reward of my labor. Give me. But what I want you to know this morning is that Laban did not just said, I am going this way, I'm doing this way. They were all taught true. Laban did not act like that and lie under all the tradition. Beloved, he already predetermined what he was going to do. Beloved, Leah's eyes were weak eyes. Rachel was beautiful in form and in appearance. It needs to read the family of the woman that had weak eyes. He knew that Leah's eyes were like that man might not be attracted to him, to her. Beloved, he knew that there's something that was possibly not 100% right. And the word of the Lord said, Jacob loved Rachel. So he said, I will serve you as a hired workman for 7 years in return for the privilege of marrying Rachel, your younger daughter. Very precise. And Laban said, it is better that I give in marriage to you than give her to another man. Stay and work with me. So Jacob served Laban for 7 years for the right to marry Rachel. But they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for us. Don't you get it? When you don't like anything anymore, a little thing you do become magnified. But when you are running the race of purpose and you have an expectation at the end of your race, you don't, nothing moves you. No matter what comes across your path, you are doing it with excitement. That is why, beloved, as a servant of the Lord, I am particularly about the disposition of people in their service. Beloved, when they get tired, when they are no longer interested, you don't need to wear a prophetic hat to see it. You can discern, you can see it physically. Because what used to be easy becomes laborious. What used to be joyful becomes what people struggle in accomplishing. But here, he was looking forward to the end of that particular in the race of accomplishing. But back on the conference line, the router is down. It will come back on. Once it's back, we will go back on the radio. For those of us, I want to believe you can hear me. If you can hear me, please send me a text. And if you cannot hear me, let me know so that I know whether our face arrangement is working. Beloved, God's word does not fail. God's word is forever settled in heaven. God's word, beloved, is not contradictory to each other. But what we want to war about, a mind that was all excited. The enemy has pre-planned. The enemy has had an hidden agenda to trouble, to afflict, and to trouble him, to make his wages. Beloved, his desired reward. Beloved, at the end, thank you, at the end of a beautiful work that should give him a faithful result that settles and establishes him, beloved, in life and in destiny, that was what the enemy played with. That was what the enemy tried to mess with. That was what the enemy tried to waste. That was what the enemy, beloved, decided to war against, but he used a human personality that was part of the household. The personality that secured problem, beloved, for the future of those people, of the children that were born in that place. And last night we did not go into Laban. And beloved, we looked at the life of Reuben, and we that they became a misfired arrow. You will see that another set of children came from the house, from the womb of the same Leah, a woman that was not the desire, that was not worth a reward, that was not worth a Jacob. What for? So you see that there is problem in that household right from the beginning. Jacob said, give me my wife, for my service is completed, so that I may take her to me as my wife, so that I can be with her as a man is to his own wife, and so that we can begin to have children now. Laban gathered together all the men of the place and prepared a wedding feast with wine. But in the evening, he took Leah, his daughter, the woman beloved, with a weak voice, and brought her to Jacob. And Jacob went in to her. He consummated that marriage. They slept together. I remember over this week, one of us had an issue and sent me a note. And beloved, the Lord remembered you this morning. And the person said, I just saw that they gave me out in marriage. I don't want it, but they forced me. I don't know what they do, but the person found a study that did not even was his own agreement. Beloved, she didn't agree with that. But God exposed the secret of her life, that even though she was saying no, she had already consummated that marriage. And then they brought a pollution, an entity into that life. This morning the Lord remembers you, and every deposit of darkness to that satanic consummation that made you to become a subject that the spirit spouse refuses to let go, that makes you to become a subject of abuse and pollution and defilement and hatred. Beloved, today in the name of Jesus, I command it to be broken in the name of Jesus. She's not the first person. I met another lady having a particular disease, and I wanted to pray for her. says, do you have this disease, girl? Do you have this disease? And she said, yes. I said, God, she said, yes. Why is the disease? He said, because there is a pollution, which is even because of spirit spouse. And I said to the lady, do you have spirit spouse? Because that is the problem that you have, and your son is having the same disease. And the lady said to me, yes. He said, not even in the nighttime, but even in the daytime, anything that makes her to close her eyes, it is like the devil that said, that spirit spouse that says she has been married to her, just come anywhere, anytime, messing that girl up in spite of her beauty, in spite of what was good that she was designed for. Anything assigned by the enemy, consummated under darkness and influence to introduce families or bring personality, of course, of the design arrangement, the design plan, the design program of God for our life. Today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command it to be destroyed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not many people will tell you these things unless the Lord told you. The person who just wrote to me about it told me. But that lady, many people that have this issue, they don't tell you. Because it is shameful. It is humiliating. It is embarrassing. Beloved, Jacob cannot write home to his parents and said, peace, I came to your brother's house. They made me to have what I didn't order for. I slept with a wrong person. I worked for 7 years, but what they gave me was wrong. That wants to take a Jacob, of course. He came into that place, racing for destiny, met the Lord on the way, now came into the place, said, I will give it my best shot. I came here for a purpose. And then they manipulated him to have a problem in his hand that he has to deal with. He took that issue with pride. Beloved, he said, because of what I love, the person I love, I will serve another 7 years. They double the season of his accomplishing of his task because they have messed up with the first result that he got. Don't you get it? That many of us are beaten down at the first attempt at peace in our life, and you are saying, well, I will rise up again. Yes, though the righteous man falleth 7 times, yet he will arise. But there are still the root of stuff that needs to be dealt with. His name is yet to change. He was still Jacob, the supplanter. He was still Jacob, the deceiver. He was still Jacob. A man that assumed that he was smart in his own way. His name was yet to change. It attracted him in the house of Laban to become a victim that was also deceived. Woke up. He had laid with a wrong fellow. Something was in his life, and he came into the house of where he was meant to get. What he got was something close to the answer, but not the answer that he needed. How many times have we come close to it, close to breaking through, close to achieving our dreams, close to realizing our goal, close to breaking even in life, close to laughter, close to joy, close to the reward of our heart level. But because, beloved, we are almost there and never was there. Beloved, and we never call it quite. that he has to live with for a long time in his life. Laban gave Zipla, his maid, to his daughter Leah as the maid, but in the morning when Jacob awoke, it was Leah who was with him. And he said to Laban, "What is this that you have done to me? I not work for 7 years for you, for Rachel. Why have you deceived and betrayed me like this?" But Laban only said, "It is not the tradition here to give younger daughter in marriage before the older finish the week of the wedding feast for Leah, then we will give you Rachel also. And in return, you shall work for me 7 years more." Very cruel and wicked man. It took the price of two to give the very one that he ordered. Beloved, because there was something about Jacob that was yet to be addressed that made him a victim in the house of Laban, he did not say, "Beloved, that it was an accident." So we saw that problems had started from the beginning. Created enmity in the same marriage. Don't you get it? When a man goes into a family house and wants to marry a wife, and beloved has his eyes on one, but the other is looking at, "That must be my husband." I have seen a lot of confused people. That is why they ended up, even when they married their wife, their eyes are still on their wife's sister, polluting other people in the family, but that is not what they ordered for, because something is definitely wrong in their life and they are yet to know it. This is not just a text. We have read it years upon years, but God wants us to see real life, beloved, that is the pattern of the life of somebody. You want to marry a husband, you ended up marrying a friend of your husband, ended up marrying a brother of your husband. You don't know how you get there. You are saying, "What has befell me?" Enduring that relationship, living in it with resentment. Beloved, oh, you will see that Rachel was resentful against his own sister because he had lain with her own husband. The children became victims of manipulation. So you will see that even the first to bear a child was near, and he gave birth to a Reuben, see, a son. He said, "Because the Lord has seen my humiliation and suffering, now my husband will love." So you know that from the very beginning, beloved, it was Jacob consummated what he hated. He was resentful. They must have, that is 7 years of humiliation. The girl did not have a child during that period. Even when Rachel married, beloved, when Jacob married Leah, married Rachel, it was after then that Leah could have a child. So he had gone through AIDS. She had gone through humiliation and suffering and embarrassment in the house of a husband. When the word of the Lord said, "Whoever find a wife, find a good thing and obtain a favor from the Lord." But their parental manipulation. How many parents, people have brought their husband and their wife to because they thought that that man does not have what it takes. And they said no to that marriage. And they made their children to marry whom they like, that they can will be the answer. And the other, beloved, can cultivate the problems. Because when you bring a wife home and your parents are not well disposed towards them, you don't have the confidence. Regardless, the girl might not have done anything to you. Because you don't want to create trouble in your home. So I want you to look at deeply at this scenario, because this is a life story of someone this morning. He said maybe Reuben is the first son. Everybody should get excited. She got married. Her husband was not excited about her. He humiliated her. And then she had a son called Reuben, a son that was meant to speak of dignity, that was meant to be the first in all places, that could excite his own father. Beloved, it was absolutely not like that, because you will see that Jacob was not excited with the marriage, neither was he excited even with the son also. So Jacob could say in Genesis 49, if beloved, because this guy carried this demonic senses that he did not do anything to have experienced or to have done. Beloved, the woman was still not accepted. How many women, they have manipulated you and say you have to be pregnant because before they marry you, so that you can have a name behind your, you can have a ring on your finger and have a name of Mrs. So-and-so, and you are living in a painful relationship, living in a distressing relationship, living in an relationship, and it looks like a good relationship. Why? Because you are on, you cannot talk about it. You know that it's costly. It's costing you. There is no point hiding yourself under the rubble. You just want to go there and deal with it and say, God, I got myself here. I was manipulated to get here. Lord, overturn my mistake. Lord, convert it to a miracle for me. Lord, help me. The humiliation was too much. The suffering is too much. I need mercy. Every marriage is beloved. It is beloved, the design and the desire of God. He said, man must not be alone. He made an helpmeet for him. He has a destiny plan for every marriage, which is unique to them. But beloved, there are, because when there are invisible hands that might, the consummation of the marriage, whether before the real marriage, even or make the people to marry the wrong person, it doesn't matter what the individual did. We have seen continually a lot of marriages that are problematic today. The problem has started from the very beginning because the enemy has done this manipulation. Laban stood like an enemy of righteousness, because there is a name that Jacob is called that is yet to be changed. He made him to spend what take other people a season. He worked for it. What makes other people, what other people get for free, his own father, Isaac, never labored to marry a Rebecca. Rebecca served, beloved, the servant of Abraham, and said to him, and said, I will feed your servant and your camel too. And was filling up camels that can take 50 gallons of water. Every one of those camels. But look at the deed. How? What his own father had easy became what he had with a lot of struggle, with a lot of hardship, with a lot of labor, that gives him a wrong result. She conceived again and gave back to her son and said, because the Lord heard that I am unloved, he has given me sons also. So she named
going through. Beloved, she said, the first see a son. This because she knows that every son was given by God. Every child was meant to terminate humiliation. Was meant to terminate suffering. Beloved, she knew that the love was important in marriage. So important things in marriage were not there for him, for her. Beloved, she conceived and gave birth to another son. And she said, now this time my husband will attach himself to me as a companion. That was the original agenda of God in marriage. For the two shall become one flesh. It was not good for the man to be alone. But beloved, she did the deed, but the actual destiny that God has designed for marriage was never fulfilled for her. Beloved, he said, for I've given him three. Therefore, he was named Levi. So he asked Levi, which was meant for companion. She had beloved Simeon, which was meant to be an expression of love. She had beloved Reuben, which was meant to be a termination of her suffering, which was meant to restore her dignity again, which was meant to make her to feel placed well before her husband. But beloved, this like a destiny, a reward, a return, a dream, reality that never happened. Because something had gone wrong of these three kids. They were problematic for her. And she conceived and gave birth to a first son and said, now I will praise the Lord. So she named him Judah. Beloved, this was the beginning of a change in her life because she wanted to buy what was missing with her son, even in the name that she called. But they could not. But when she had Judah, then she said, I will praise God. Even in this unloved situation, in this humiliating situation, in this situation of marriage that has no affection, where there is no love, where I don't have the companionship that this marriage was meant to be for me, when I was a victim of circumstances manipulated by my father, she said, okay, three children has not fixed it. So I better give this one to God. And begin to praise the name of the Lord. I must stop there. But beloved, we have bought love. We have tried to buy things in the process of fulfilling destiny. We have bought what will end suffering. We have sold ourselves. We have sold our time. We have sold our effort, beloved, so that people can embrace us and see the end of humiliation and suffering. See the end of beloved to hate. When there is no love, there is hate. When there is hate, there will be despising of the people. When there is no love, when you are despised, there will be grief. Beloved, there is sorrowfulness of heart. There was depression and distress. Beloved, she was badly treated, completely humiliated and embarrassed. She was living in a palace like living, beloved, in a tiny little even shell. Woman on her own in the place where she did not honor herself. It was bad enough that there were issues between her and her sister. That situation made even the one sister that she had that should be her friend to become a hater of her life. people under influences, and you are wondering, every helper you must get, they were turning around and turning away from you. You bought it, and still it's not working. She thought, I can get the man. Beloved, the three children that she was using to buy love, to see end of humiliation, to see end of suffering, to see end, beloved, of age, of grief, beloved, they did not deliver according to the word of the Lord. That was not meant to be so, beloved. That was not the original intention of God for our day one old child. Neither is it for the 99 years old. But when you go to the beginning, you will see in the beginning, it doesn't matter to me whether you agree with deliverance or not. Beloved, until you go to the foundation, you don't know what the problem was. So why would a man, the Reuben, that was meant to be the end of shame, that was meant to speak, beloved, and not just of shame, and of reproach, and of age, that was meant to be the pride of our father, now I have to go and do a shameful thing. The word of the Lord, these are kids that were born. Those our children suffer when there's a break in relationship. And what after there is hostility among the husband and the wife, don't you see the pain that the kids go through? You put the kids in between. Beloved, in ministry, I have said it in my own home. I said it to people that I counsel. When the kids begin to have problems, the Lord taught me, check what is going on between the father and the mother. Either when they get back to that child, or what is going on now, there is no devil that has the right to come. So when you are one with your wife and you are one with your husband, I have seen and I am sick and tired of this. Every time the kids are afflicted, you will see that the edge has been broken between the parents. The word of the Lord said, whenever the edge is broken, the serpent is biting. They expose innocent people to attack in the hand of the devil. Genesis chapter number 35. It came about when Israel was dwelling in that land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard of it. Now there were 12 sons of Jacob, the sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Zebulun. It was he heard about this atrocious behavior. He had forgotten the pattern when he ate that girl. He had forgotten his disposition towards his wife. He had forgotten that girl has known, for it was not her fault. He had forgotten the resentment. So he also resented him, humiliated him, beloved, made him an open disgrace, and went to lie with his father's wife. This he was unhappy about. Oh, we like it. In the same
for which was not meant to be so.
That activity humiliated Rachel, embarrassed Rachel, made Rachel to suffer love, suffering, heart pain, unexplainable things in the house of his father.
That's why I wrote that book, I Am Us in My Father's House. When you are us outside of your father's house, you come to your father to say, come on, father. They were beating me down outside. But when our children are raped, they are us, they were oppressed, they were afflicted in our own house, even by our own hand or hand of the stranger. What can we say to these days? So you see, what the bank at that time provided a result in the future that was contrary to the design of God for bringing our children into the world. One act of consummated marriage to an unexpected person became a fruit that delivered beloved, became a fruit that yielded continued resentment and humiliation and embarrassment to those three kids. So they could not fulfill the destiny that God had ordained for every child to manifest and to fulfill. They became a victim of circumstances. And what their father did to their mother, they did also back unto their father. So we saw that every word of God has a purpose and has a destination that God wants it to reach. As God has an expected result. He said, I know the thought that I think towards you. They are thoughts of peace, they are not of evil. They are thoughts to give us an expected end. A future and a hope that is establishing God. Maltreated the mother because his own father-in-law had behaved as a deceiver. He was within chain of issue going on in the life of this man. Beloved, was it meant to be so? Absolutely no. And we saw, in the same circumstances, there was an enemy behind this. There was a wicked enemy of humankind, beloved, who has made up his mind to rage against man. And the word of the Lord said that it is the same enemy that is common to everyone. It is the same devil that you are fighting that I must. Beloved, that I must not allow to give I must not allow him to do wickedly and wicked to me. Can Jacob see it when the kids were forming that one day they will do to him what he had done to his children, his wife? Absolutely not. Would he see that one day, as his own father-in-law made him to lay with their mother, which was not the expected end, beloved, in for the 7 years of hard work? Will he see that one day that Reuben is going to come under an influence that will make him to behave abruptly, behave stupidly? He didn't know. If he has a privilege to hear what you are hearing now, he would have killed that devil. And beloved, he would have stopped it. He changed his own name. He prayed to God. In Genesis chapter number 32, he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. I can't continue to carry this, but for God to deal with the devil inside of the life of his own children. There are personalities that they only care about themselves. They don't remember that the kids also need to be helped. When you don't help your children, it is like creating tomorrow's problem today. Jacob was sorted, but he didn't deal with those things about his own children. So we saw that Reuben received the sentence of instability, the sentence of struggling and never make an headway in life, never excel. Beloved, he said, turbulent as the waters, you will no longer excel. To be a one that excels is that the one is an achiever, never realizes his goal, never able to see his dreams to the reality, never able to become what God has ordained for him to become, became a man, almost there, became a man, beloved, that no struggle, at least the struggle of Jacob, finished after 14 years. But beloved, Reuben became a victim of continual struggle and passed it on. The spirit of almost there, the spirit of never excel, the spirit that makes people to be as stupid, making mistakes at the edge of a miracle, going into an error phase that was unplanned, that was unknown. I said to people, if you marry anybody in your life and you are well disposed towards those people, you are helping your destiny. If you don't do well to your wife, you are hurting yourself. Whosoever finds a wife, find a good thing, and obtain favor from the Lord. The one that would have been the object of favor, they delayed it for 14 years. The one that was given to him that he didn't order caused him pain to the day of his death. They gave it to him. How many pastors have been giving husbands to people in church and giving wives unto innocent people in church who cannot open their mouth and say, Daddy, they call you Daddy, I don't want this woman. God did not tell me. And they have lived with pain, lived with problems. But today, the mercy of God is taking us to the place called there, so that you can deal with the situation and also deal, beloved, and save your tomorrow today for your children, so that they don't become an instrument of cruelty. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains a favor from the Lord. A poor man utters supplication, but the rich man answers roughly. What was meant to be a good thing became a very bad thing because it was not ordered. Beloved, there is something about this that God wants us to see this morning. And then you will now see the experience of this innocent man. The two other children, Levi, we saw that what they did not order became their experience. Simon and Levi, the first one has gotten instability, unsettlement. Many of us used to ask our parents questions, the people that were there. And if you don't ask, you want to go to God and say, God, show me the secret of my life. Why are my children like this? Why am I going through this? Why do I have to always get one at the price of two? Why is it that the journey that took other people a day is taking me a year? Where is it? Why people enjoy it? Easy favor. Why is it that I have not fulfilled my destiny? What must have taken place when I have labored to buy the love? I have struggled to overcome the hate, the reproach, and the shame in my life. I have done everything I know how to stop me from being rejected wherever I go, from those up and begin to call a question.
Simeon and Levi are brothers. Their swords are implements of violence. My soul not enter into their. Let not my glory be united with the assembly, because their anger, in their anger, they slew men, and in their self will, they lamed oxen. What have they done? Not only did Reuben make the mistake and secure trouble, the spirit of almost there for the deserts, for the Abirams, we see all of these people also. The word of the Lord help us to see what they did in the book of Genesis, chapter number 24. Because Dinah went into the land and began to work carelessly, got mixed up, and they raped her. And you are wondering, why are you an object of rape? What you have to do, you have to understand that Leah was an object of rape. And beloved, the hand, the Jacob that manipulated her, beloved, for rape, beloved, was innocent. And then, in Genesis 34, you read it at your time, went into the land and Shechem, son of Hamor the Hivite, the king of that area, saw her. He took her and raped her. In the same way that his own mother was taken outside of his will, outside of her will, and Jacob, a drunk man, in the night raped her, even though he was innocent, under the influence of alcohol. Beloved, most of the people that go through rape in life and struggle, become an object, sexual object. Go and find out. The same thing has been done by their own parents or their own grandparents unto other people. They secured for their children that were yet unborn wickedness and pain and trouble. They raped Leah. Jacob raped Leah. Even though he was innocent, under an influence of alcohol, a man manipulated him to marry a wrong wife. And look at the first child that opened the first daughter that opened the womb of Leah became an object of rape. Not only was she raped, rape speaks of humiliation. It's a violation of human being body. It is a disrespect. When you wake up beside a wrong man, it is a robber, arm robber of dignity. There are personalities that were raped and their life has never been the same again. And Jacob can say, I will shake the devil out. I will try another 7 years. I will get the object that I love. But beloved, Leah was in that place until she diverted her attention unto the Most High God. Love was not what she had in that place. She didn't deserve it. She didn't order for it. Beloved, and you see, undealt with issue was transferred to the life of their children. Beloved, because I call a question, I meet people all the time that go through these things, and I just wonder, God, show me what is going on. Beloved, he showed me today the reason why. The devil you don't kill, stay in the home and try, beloved, to affect our children. children. When the parents find themselves in the wrong marriage, the kids also are going through the same. And you are wondering, why is it everybody that married in our house and they are of this time, they ended up being treated badly by their husband? They humiliated them. They embarrassed them. They have no voice. You need to find out. Esau, arrest her, humiliated her, defiled her. He took away her innocence. He robbed her of her dignity. Many kids get on their soldiers. They begin to behave irrationally. And you are wondering, this kid was behaving right. What has gone wrong? Somebody has had a mess with those kids. They robbed them of their dignity. And they robbed them. And they said, the English people will say they lack self-esteem. When the kids are talking about their voices on the train, beloved, and they don't have respect for people. You need to find out, why are they shouting? They want their voices to be heard. They want their presences to be felt. They want everybody to know that they were there. Somebody has violated our kids, and his name is called the devil. And beloved, we must fight for the tomorrow's generation in our today, as a nation, as a church, as a place of believers that God is raising. Our eyes must not be closed until we go to the place called there. Not only did the man raise her, he said, okay, this was a virgin that was not meant to touch her. His heart was drawn to Dinah, daughter of Jacob. He loved the young woman and spoke tenderly to her. And Shechem said to his father, Abel, get me this girl as my wife. So her innocence. But when Levi and Simon heard that the damage was done, beloved, Jacob should have thought, I did that to other people's children. What I'm getting now is what I have done. Jacob would have said, Lord, I was innocent. I did it to other people's children. Now they are doing it to my own child. Beloved, I want you to know that Jacob did not go on about it, but he knew that something was wrong. And beloved, his own son, they set up that community of people. And they say, okay, you want half of what we will give you, as long as you become like us. Don't we think, people, that you will say, if you will marry me, you have to be a Christian. So as long as you come to church with me, even when they are in church, they are still unbelievers. Even when they sing the hymn with you, it was just because they want to get you. They were not born again. You met them at the party club. You met them on the roadside. You made them drunk. You can't turn them to become people without alcohol until you go there. Stop killing yourself and affecting and afflicting your marriage. Stop telling them to stop smoking. Because you know where you met them. You just need to go to the place called there. Lord, I met him on the street. I met him in the club. I did wrong. Help me. I am embarrassed. He went to church with me, but he was never saved in the first place. Can you help me and let this man come to know you so that my children and my life cannot continue? We not have to live so many years of our life in this hostile environment. I can't continue with resentment. I cannot continue with hate in my heart. I cannot continue to live with pain. I cannot continue to walk in the way I was trying to buy love, and love was not forthcoming. I cannot continue to see my children, beloved, and I'm afraid that what was done to me can be done to my children. Lord, I need your help. Help me, help me, help me, help me, Lord. So what was meant to become a reward that terminates shame they saw exactly what their own mother had gone through, but a little bit different. Because at least Shechem wants to marry their own mother, their sister. But beloved, they said, we have a predetermined thing. That we must have revenge. God said, don't intermarry, don't intermingle with those sets of people because their background is idolatry. They carry a sentence of judgment called death. And look, the hand of Levi and Simeon because became an instrument that executes the sentence that they have carried all along because there were not people that were following after God. Beloved, so you see them in their cruelty, their revenge for Dinah's defilement, pollution. No good parent will know that their kids were raped and they will be happy. They'll go to the police. They set those guys up when they were circumcised and they were still nursing the wound. In their weak moment, they bounced upon them and they wasted them. What do they say? They said, if you will not listen to us and be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, our sister, and go. Their word seems good to Amon and his son Shechem. The young man did not delay doing this because he was delighted with Jacob's daughter. Now he was the most important in all his father's house. That was the dignity of his father. That was the beginning of his own father's strength. That was the man that was the first of his own father. His father cherished him. He was important. He was respected. He was an honorable child. And beloved, they agreed, a peaceful agreement. They said, we will do everything that you say. And when we finish doing it, we will even give you places among us so that you can live here. Beloved, they went under circumcision. All the able-bodied men listened to Amon and his son Shechem, and all the able-bodied men were circumcised on the third day when they were still in pain. Two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brother, took their sword, went into the unsuspecting city, and killed every male that is there. They boldly went into those cities. They slew all of them unaware. They killed all the males. They finished a generation that will produce another set of generation in their season. That is why their father put a word, a stamp on their life. It cost them. But why should it cost them? Because he didn't remember to look at what he had done, the beginning. Beloved, today we point many fingers outside, but so many point into our own direction because you don't remember to deal with stuff. They killed Amon and his son Shechem. They finished the rulership in that place. They took two generations out, the generation of the king, the generation of his sons, with their sword, and they took Dinah from Shechem's house and went away. And beloved, they plundered that city, they emptied it. So you will now understand that at the point of reward, Reuben's children, they make mistake. At the point of reward, Simeon and Levi, beloved, they make mistake. Look at the Moses who came from that lineage. What has he done? Absolutely nothing. The anger that was inside of them, the lack of self-control, make a Moses, after so many years of hard labor, at the time he was meant to come into the rest, he made a mistake. God said, speak to the rock. It's more. God said, you have done well, a man, the meekest man on earth. But he said, for this doing, you will see reward from my Father. You won't enter into it. Everything that he has labored for, don't you get it? The expected end that was promised him, after all that he has gone through in life, he didn't reach it. He had some reason. He had some only camera view. No camera view. I don't want no camera view. I must enter into the heritage that the Father has prepared and preordained for me. He saw a camera view, but not the real thing. We see damages that were done. So both Jacob, by his name, became a misfired arrow until God came to him. Even when God came to him, he said, I will go with you where you are going. Beloved, the consequences of the stigma of what we carry is still facing in the house of a labor, an environment that was hostile. We saw in the midnight Ruth and Naomi's life. Naomi, that was meant to be my delight, beloved, is her husband that was meant to be one that carries, beloved, a covenant of God's blessing, became, beloved, a life that was wasted. The name of Eli is called, my God is King. He left the place of blessing to a place because there was a temporary famine in that land. The place he came from was where the Savior was born in the manger. But yet he took his own sons and his own children to a place where they thought they would get a better life. But the place of betterment become a place of bitterness. Beloved, because he had put a stigma, a name upon his own children, he called one Malon, which means sick. He called the other Chilon, which means pining, wasting away. And beloved, so when they were in the place where the covenant of God is, their sickness and their waste that was programmed into them did not find expression. But coming into the land of an idolatry land, they became, beloved, an environment that fertilized their sickness and fertilized, beloved, the wasting disease that made not only their father to die, but both of them were wasted. And being that the Israelites came into, when they came out of Israel, out of Egypt, after crossing the Red Sea, and they were walking in the wilderness, and they came into a water. When you've walked for days, you need water. And the first water they came into was called Mara, that is bitter water. Until the cross was put in that water. And then you and I saw that God turned that water that was bitter into sweetness. But beloved, every time you come into this situation, tell me. He said, don't call me my delight anymore. Because I am distraught with everything that looks good in my life. And beloved, she said, call me Mara. Sickness and waste took away her kids. The death took away her husband that was meant to be am too old to have an husband. And if I should say I have hope, I should have an husband also tonight, and should also be a son. Will you tarry for them till they were grown? Will you stay for them from having husband? No, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept. And Orpha kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Orpha, a gazelle that is like an eat and run, could not endure. She decided to go back to her own God, to the background of idolatry. Beloved, in house of Laban, that beloved, you and I saw that Jacob came into was a place where there is idolatry. Christian family marrying, the devil's marrying from the devil's house. He said, when you yoke yourself, beloved, with an unbeliever, it is displeasing to God. So they lost the covering from the moment they came into a polluted land. It brings out the sickness. It makes things to go wrong. And those kids were wasted. Beloved, the woman said, I will go back. I will go back. She went back to become, back to go and serve the devil, to go and bow to the idols. Beloved, that our father served. Nothing happened by accident, beloved. But Ruth became a seed of new beginning in the life of Naomi. Ruth means friendship. When you hate your wife, when you despise and abuse your wife, you are hurting yourself and you are hurting the things around you. And you can open room for the devil. That was not meant to be so. We saw all of this. In turn, what the Lord had given, they made them to become like a misfired arrow. That was not meant to be so. The Lord himself spoke and said to us in the book of Psalm 127, verse number 3. Behold, children are the heritage and a gift from the Lord, the fruit of the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed, happy, and fortunate is the man whose quiver is filled with them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in gatherings at the city gate. The city gate is where decisions are made. The city gate is where Boaz went to and gathered the elders together and said, I want to marry this woman. I have seen her disposition towards her mother-in-law. He has shown her favor. He has did everything, but he said, I'm not the next man redeemer. I need to do things in the right way. But beloved, he did what was right. That woman said unto Naomi, your God must be my God. Your people must be my people. She yoked herself with a woman that carried covenant. A woman that was still dignified. Even when her husband went and said, we are going to the wrong place, that we must go and look for bread and butter. In her pain, she still know her God. That is why the three children that were born in the time that you and I saw, that Leah was trying to buy destiny, because the destiny was that there would not be shame. The destiny was that she will have companionship. It was destined that there will be love and shadow. What he gives you is good, and therefore they are to deliver good things. So he said the wife is good. When we have the children, he called them good also. So anything that wants to attach badness to them, it is a sin, and that sin must be eliminated. In the mighty name of the Lord, it is evil. So we saw all of this manipulation. We saw all of these demonic influences. We saw all of this harassment. Beloved, when the enemy wanted to destroy what God had put together, and you and I say, oh, Tucker, enough is enough. It was not meant to be so at the beginning. My own children cannot become a misfired arrow. Beloved, but before you deal with your children, you must correct the things that made you to go wrong in life and go wrong in destiny and make destiny to become a thing of struggle, a thing of challenge for you. You must say your parents might not be around. If they are around, they might not even know God. They might even pretend that they know God, but they know what they have done. Didn't Jacob meet God? He met God on the way, my beloved. He met God on the way, but he was so completely upset by what he said. But he didn't know. My honor, what is in my name? What is in my name? What is in my name? They call me stone. And I am very stone, looking like an hard-hearted person, resisting everything that is good. The head is resisting what was good. Everything was resisting it. What is in my name? What is in my foundation? I want to know, what is the reason why my trouble is so hard? What is it that makes my children to become a victim of satanic arrow? What is it? And we close our eyes and we allow the enemy to begin to mess with our children, because that's what your kids are going through. It's contrary to the original mandate, the original intention of a good God. He said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139. They were not a product of accident. God knew your child before they were born. So when anything messes with your children, it is not for you to be paranoid and close your eyes that you don't want to know. You need to know, my friend. You want to check your own life and say, has that thing actually happened to me? Why is it that Jacob can now begin to curse his own children? He says, Simeon and Levi, your brethren, you are really instrumental of cruelty. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitation. The arrows are instruments. But he said they have become like a misfired arrow. Because they are men of violence and injustice. He said, oh, my soul, cut down into their secret, unto their assembly, my honor. Be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cause be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. And you will see that the Levites, it is only God that was their portion. Beloved, they don't really have a land that they can say this is their own land that was given to them. And you see an innocent man whose mother came from that place, worked so hard. The same devil manifested, because nobody killed it. If their father put the curse on them, why don't they deal with it? Why should they have allowed other people to become a victim of their punishment? There's something God wants us to wake up. Even we are talking about affliction to their destiny was just pronounced to the world. Until Moses, in number 16, we saw what became of this man. And in Numbers chapter number 16, we saw that generations downward. our men to become the first in their leadership level. They become heroic in their behavior and did what was wrong because something has turned them to a misfired arrow. I don't think it is a word I've ever used before, but as I come into this also yesterday, beloved, because there are parents that were talking to me a number of times yesterday, and beloved, there are things that my eye sees I cannot see. That the Lord was showing me, because he sent me to come unto this altar and deal with everything, evil program that wants to turn our children to become a misfired arrow. And when I'm talking about children, I'm talking about you. They want to 99 years old. So we are saying this morning, Lord, show me who I am. What is attached to me? Introduce me, because we are talking about running the race of destiny. Tomorrow night, beloved, this morning, Saturday morning, 12 midnight, we started 24 hours. You want to say to God, anything that is hidden about my life, make it known. I need to be introduced. Anything that I need to know about my children, tomorrow, today, show it to me. Because they are good gifts. Every good gift comes from you. I am a good gift. Every good gift comes from you. Lord, do not ask from me what I must know. But the covenant of your mercy, show me what I ought to know about my life, whether good, bad, or ugly, that I need to know, that needs to be addressed, so that I can run the race of destiny and achieve divine results. Ilomi atuazo, tekekutoso, sopriatuazo, elapio, otugazuazo, endegekekuzoto, osuazo, endegekekuzua, elapio, otugazote, endegekekuzoto, usosia, atuate, endegekekuzote, elapio, otugazuate, endegekekuzoto, ondegekuzate, elapio, otugazo, ondegekekelibruso ote. Lord, reveal to me the secret of my life. Lord, show me every secret I need to know. Daniel chapter number 2, verse 22. What you know today will not have to be a pain, a problem for us. How can somebody call their children sickness and pining? How people know, beloved, in that day they call them. And beloved, because they were in a good place where the covenant of God is, nothing was happening to them, but they now slip into a wrong place, into the house where there is idolatry. And you see what they become. Beloved, but you don't call, you call your children joy. You call your children peace. You call your children good, fascinating name. Many of us don't even, don't pick it up and say, "Name him, and name that girl, and name that boy, that name." And we never know how to pray through, apart from when they name the child. Some of our parents, they don't know what they're doing. What they presented is palm oil. They presented pepper. And love has been peppery for us. We have gone through so much pain. They don't know what it means that they were doing. They put us in the hands of cruel men, wicked men. They call the name that the parents call us. But yet they use another voice to speak negativity into the life of the son that they were seeing arising. And they want to stop it and waste it and kill it. Whatever personality made any demonic covenant in any foundation that makes the sons in that foundation to become a victim of attack, a victim of death, a victim.
foundation, they become attractive to another family that has problems. These personalities, Eliah has problems in her foundation. There was idolatry in Laban. You will know that there was an idolatry because even Rachel stole the idol of her own father. And beloved, that was what brought her to a place of death. She did last. She thought she was dealing with her father because he resented her dad. She told her own husband to speak negatively because when Laban was running after Jacob, Jacob said, I don't take your thing. Anybody that has it, let this happen to them. He didn't know that the woman that she loved was sitting on idol, open like dead idol. Want the devil to continue in the lineage. Beloved, they didn't catch them. But when Jacob was going to meet the Lord, excuse me, beloved, he did not wrestle together with his family. He wrestled alone, finished and settled his own case. And the other cases that were unsettled became a problem for life for him. But I am alive now, so I must fight for my children. My parents might be ignorant. They might never have fought for me, but that is not my excuse. I must fight for the generations that were yet unborn. Jacob, in his encounter, he separated, he told his wife, is this moving forward and go on, but a man lay down and wrestle all night. And you say you pray your prayer. We are talking about the issue of destiny. We are talking about getting your destiny back. We beg you to come to the Touch Heaven program. We are talking about what matters so that we will not weep tomorrow, so that we will not grieve tomorrow, so that we will not be depressed tomorrow, so that our children will not bring us pain because when they are going through, you are also going through. Nothing is important than to settle this case and to have everything turn around. I love people so much. I love people, but my heart feels sad when I feel that God is dealing with your case and you are not there. So many times when they call me to think it's already late. Jacob fought for himself and he didn't fight for his own children. And look, they caused him pain at the time of rest. They brought him sadness, beloved. So all his life, he has seen the behavioral pattern. They humiliated him. Leah was never mentioned. What was she doing? She turned to the Lord. She said, from Judah, I gave the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I am tired of trying to find a love in this man. I will just turn a blinded eye to my suffering. I will give it to God now. She gave to God. What she gave to God become God. She dedicated Judah unto the Lord and said, this I take him from this foundation that is cruel, from this man that made me to know hate and hurt and pain. I don't have to continue like that. I want to turn him over. That was the beginning of a generation, beloved, in Genesis chapter number 49, that received blessing. It said, Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your fingers shall be on your enemy's throat. It said, Judah, you will be above. father gave Judah unto God. The Judah that you gave to God, that has moved from your hand and is being released to the hand of the Lord, will be everything that God has designed them to be. Beloved, he said, who dares mess with him? The scepter shall not leave Judah. The governorship, the rulership, the heirship, the dominionship shall not leave Judah. It will keep a firm grip on a commanding staff until the ultimate ruler comes and the nations obey him. He'll tie up his donkey on the grapevine, his perfect price to a studded branch. It will wash his skirt in wine and his cloak in the blood of grace. His eyes will be darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk. Beloved, and I tell you, what said Judah, you will stand as a savior of men. Judah, you will stand as a deliverer to man. Judah, you will be honored and acknowledged. But beloved, the covenant that is into that life of Judah, it negated every suffering and every humiliation. Beloved, establish grace, honor, establish love, establish favor, establish authority and power in Judah that he gave to God. He gave that man to God. She said, Judah, now I will praise the Lord. Why don't we take our children? What I have never seen or heard before in my life, the abyss that I have seen in this last couple of weeks. Enough is enough. Take that child, if you are a child, you are between the 1 year old and the 99 years old. You are taking yourself and you are saying, Lord, my life is here, over and available to you. Lord, take me, take me, take me, take me now, take me now, take me now, take me now. I hand over my life to you. I hand over my life to you. I hand over my life to you. I hand over my life, the life of my family member. I give my children to you, O God. Restore the heirship. Restore the dignity. Restore the honor. Restore the favor. Restore the joy. Restore the grace. Restore, Lord, the hand of the Lord that shall be their shame. Lord, let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Is copia atu aso on de geke kutoso si prosiga za atua leka tu zapi on de geke kutoso isopri ande ele pokutoso en de geke kutoso. I pull my children out from the foundation that speaks suffering, from the foundation that speaks shame, from the foundation of hate, from the foundation where people don't like each other, from the foundation that brings grief and distress and depression, that brings man into connectivity with error and mistake, from the foundation that speaks deformity, the foundation that speaks defect, the foundation that opens people bear up even to satanic assault and affliction, that makes them to make wrong decisions and attract the wrong people. Lord, I cut off the link of my own children from every evil foundation now. I release myself from that evil foundation. I do not go. And Lord, I am coming out with my children today to see happy on the desert. My tomorrow must not be destroyed today. I command a coming out. I decree. I call forth a coming out from the foundation of enmity, from the foundation of hatred, from the foundation of contention, from the foundation of abuse, from the foundation of rape, from the foundation that speak of misuse, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, don't you get it? That the kids, the sons,
idolatry. Women, don't you get it that the sons, the Simeon and the Levi, were attracted to cruelty? Their own sister was attracted to a man that raped him, raped her, because her own father has raped her own mother. Don't you that Ruth raped of his father's wife, because the devil that was not dealt with, that you can manage, there are devils that are going to kill in the future. Beloved, I am coming to an understanding. I'm not building doctrine about it, but in Prevalence Church Network, if God said that this is the person you are going to, but you still need to go through deliverance. Because you are not married just that man, you are married into a foundation that you don't know. So you must disconnect from that evil root that waits for the future to manifest. The foundation of Isaac, the foundation of Abraham, was rooted in idolatry. So you see, look at Isaac. What was sweatless concerning him was what a Jacob spent 14 years to get. But for him, his own father has got the link. That is why you are saying, everything and anything that yoke my destiny, because we are running the race of destiny. Look at how destiny turned for Reuben. Look at how destiny turned for Simon and Levi. Look at how destiny turned for the Jason and the Abraham. They never got there. Look at how destiny was perverted and messed up for Leah until she turned to the Lord. That is why you and I have said to the Lord, the good thing that you have given me shall not be yours with any satanic manipulation. I cut off the link with any evil in the foundation of my parents and that of my husband. If you are a married fellow, and beloved, you are just fighting your mother-in-law for nothing. You don't deal with the real devil, and you are fighting that woman. It does not mean anything. Even if you befriend the woman and you don't cut off the root of idolatry and the root of witchcraft, they still have the wickedness to attack and to deal with. I remember one of the men of God was saying that everybody has some kind of evil in their foundation. If you root the one in your own life out, you will be able to root out the one to the man, and that you are going to connect. You won't have to even connect with a man that I don't want to have fought my own devil and then begin to fight to now live among devils. You know, my life has to attract the right people into my life. So if the attraction is wrong people, I want to know. So you are saying, Lord, I cut off the root of idolatry. It is a sentence of death. It can manifest. That is what manifested for Ruth as a man. He said, the guys they wasted, they died. What was good turned into sour taste in our mouth. You have said every program of darkness in my foundation, in the foundation of my parents, that always turned what was good to become what is distressing, to become what is bitter, to become what is making me sad, to make me to be attacked or attracted or attached to what is negative in my life, making me to work hard and see waste for pursuing my life. Today I cut off from that root. I disconnect myself from that evil foundation. I am mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, when we ask God, open our eyes, when your eyes open, sometimes you are saying, God, please just have mercy. Oh, Lord, please just have mercy. Just to help me to hold myself so that I don't crack. When God gives you access to what he sees as a man, you are a man, I am a woman, beloved, it humbles us. Sometimes you do without food, not because you want to fast. Beloved, and I saw a scenario, beloved, and I wonder why. And I begin to ask the Lord, I see this call was open all the way from the beginning to the end. And while men sleep it, they already put trouble in the edge. And they stitch it. But beloved, was it the real edge? They use a manipulative object. They carved it like the edge. And they cut it all the way through. And they put something there and they eat it that was waiting to manifest in the future. And then we are saying, we don't know. They did it to one and they have made it to affect others and they are calling it slow progress. They were calling it slow learning. They were calling it wickedness. What they did to other people's children now backfire. Beloved, you are lifting up your voice. Any evil that was done in my foundation, I cut off myself from it. I have yoked myself with Christ. I must enforce a disconnection now. I enforce a disconnectivity with the judgment that is pending in my Father's house that I have seen trying to manifest itself in the life of my children. I cut off that demonic judgment now. I decree, because Jesus was the one who turned bitter water into sweet. He was the one that hung upon the tree, beloved, and he was the one who shed his own blood for me. Therefore, every claim of the devil over my life, it is broken. I read my life. I release my children from everything that speaks of deadness and of death, of deformity, deformed character, deformed even organs, deformed even life, displaced life, distressed life, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus, disappear unto the Lord in the Lord. Beloved, what you have to know, Elimelech is called God, my king. God is king. But he made himself king. He walked away from divine order. He chooses to go to another city. When a man walked away from under the covering of God, he became a victim. Where he went to become an idolatry place. He didn't meet God on the way. At least Jacob was obeying parental authority. And he left, even though they sent him to the house of an idolater, to go and get a wife. Beloved, and you and I will know that there was an attraction. The same attraction that made his parents to send our own son, their own children, to the same wrong place. He disobeyed God. He found himself in the place of idolatry, which was not meant to be so. Securing a trouble that makes the end of everything for him. The same place a while. And when they flew for a wife, for Rebecca, Laban was the brother of Rebecca. Beloved, but their own foundation was not right. So when they were going to choose a place, beloved, for a wife for their own son to go and marry, they directed him again to where his mother came from. So it is not stupid when I am saying I cut off from the link from any satanic yoke with my father's foundation, with my mother's foundation. You will see it was not the father of evil. It was not the father of Moses that came from the Levitical family. Reuben's father, the Dathan and the Abiram, they were from the foundation of their father, which is Reuben. And they have Aaron at the edge of a miracle. When they were meant to be lifted, that is when they made a mistake. They contend and challenge authority. But beloved, this thing can come from the father's house and from the mother's house. So sometimes you need to, when you know that there are so many devils you are confronting, don't let anybody stupidify you and say, in my own eyes, I don't think there's something wrong. It's running both ways. The devil you want to hide and you want me to live with forever, let it be exposed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to say, every problem that comes from my father's house, from the foundation of my mother's house, that has plagued my life and the life of my children, today I cut you off by the covenant in the blood of Jesus. I disconnect myself from you. I disconnect myself from you. I disconnect myself from you. I cut off everything at all. The only gekuzoto, lekekuzoto, isopia atuato. Onde gekuzoto, usoproto gazate, isozia atuato. Onde gekuzoto. Every problem, every evil person, every satanic affliction from my father's house, from my mother's house, from the foundation of my parents, troubling my life, troubling my children, I come from you by the power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I cut off from you. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I declare my freedom. I cut off my children from every evil foundation in my father's house. I cut off, 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 I cut off. Endegekekusoto, let the mercy of God avail, and prevail for me by the blood of Jesus. I cut off my family members from every satanic demonic foundation. Ilopia asukasote. Every attraction, everything that attracts us to any demonic, satanic, evil partners, to any demonic, satanic jaws, to any demonic, satanic influences, I decree a separation now by the power in the mighty name of Jesus. Ilopia atuazo, ondegege librus ote, isopia atuate, elapia otrosuziate. Endegekekutoso, Zepri Atua, Asuziato, Ondegekeke Libris Ote, in the mighty name of Jesus. I had a story, beloved, this week about personality, somebody that called me. And I was looking at that case, and it's a case that also came out just a few days ago by the personalities that introduced the people to me. Beloved, what was the problem? We have a disease that is being dealt with, that God is going to intervene in. At the edge of a breakthrough, mistakes were made just by phone call. There is nothing wrong with that thing being successful. And I said on this prayer line, this is what I saw. But look at what is happening. I said there is somebody at the car park, waiting at the car park of that hospital. And the Lord showed me various things about that situation. And we saw that it was only the mercy of God when the person, beloved, died in this year. Died in the hospital. Was it this year? Sorry, December or November. I can't remember. And the person died in the hospital. And the Lord showed me, I saw this person died. Their teeth were clenched. And immediately I saw heaven open. And the person was in heaven. Standing before God. God told me, said, I did not call her. And you and I prayed on this altar. And that fellow wake up because God did not make a demand for her. It was mercy that spoke and was digging deep. And now I have to understand that it was not just personality. Something was wrong. She came from a foundation where there are Muslims. And two things they were into occultic practices. They do lodge in that foundation. This woman became a Christian. Stopped following the devils of his father's, of her father's house, only to be married. Married to what looks like a Christian family. It was after the wedding that she saw, oh boy, they were doing deep, too much involved in occultic practice. They were doing all sorts of things. From the day she discovered that her problem started, they want her to go to all of those various places with them. And she said no, because she didn't know. She thought she has run away from the devil from her own father's house. She didn't know that there is a devil that God attracted because said, I become a Christian and don't cut off from we make you to become attracted to another family that had that problem. So when you despise your freedom and you are saying there is no need for deliverance, we are born again and we don't need to be rescued. What does the word of the Lord say? He said, I give you authority and power. Cast out the devil and heal the sick. Baptizing all of them, teach them the way of the Lord. Baptizing them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, but before he said baptized, come with me to Matthew chapter number 28. Because I don't know how we read our Bible, and we must ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Grace is not a replacement for deliverance. Actually, grace is a tool that brings us into a place where we know that we need to be rescued. We need to be helped because he said, by grace, you have been saved through faith. Jesus said to his own disciples, after resurrection, he came to them and he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. And Mark rendered the same account in Mark chapter number 16. And Mark begins to tell us about what Jesus was commissioned his own disciples. We must look at a few scriptures this morning so that you can know your own life by force. And don't allow your life to be played with. Instead, from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent must take it by force. Beloved, we are not born into the kingdom of God clean. Our spirit man got born again. For all the stuff, the carry over from those foundations, Jesus Christ said, I have removed it, but you have to effect it. They won't just go away automatically until somebody wake up and do something about it. The word of the Lord, he commissioned us in Matthew 16:15, go into all the world. preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes is baptized, he said, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs follow those who believe in my name, that we cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take out serpents. And they will drink anything deadly. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands off the sick, and the sick will recover. Devils have to get out for the sick to recover. The Holy Spirit has to work with us in order for us to work in the power of God that is invested in us. So, beloved, this morning, whether you have been attracted to a wrong place, and you have carried the devils, and your children are suffering, beloved, this morning, you must cut off the link of your children, their life, from that satanic affiliation that carries a genetic even defect in it. You are cutting off anything in the foundation of my husband, in the foundation of the wife, that is yoking anything evil, anything sickly, anything painful, anything grievous that attached itself to my children from my husband's foundation, from my son's foundation. Lord, I cut off the link. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopi Akwata.
don't know that that water was cursed. Everything about Jericho took on the curse that was pronounced upon it. They said, the water of this city, can you see it, my Lord? It is not good at all. And therefore, he said, bring me to me a brand new bowl. I need to deal with the pollution in the land that stops the waters, that stops the land from achieving results. They said, look, it looks good outwardly. Not all that looks glitter are gold. Not all the glittering objects, even fake objects. They put a lot of glitter so that they can become attractive. We have been attracted to the glitters, but we don't know that behind the glitter is the streams that flow inside of that. It's either streams that speaks of God's streams or the streams that are speaking of demonic things. He said, bring me a brand new bowl. They brought him a brand new bowl, and he put salt in it. They brought it to him. He then went to the spring. He went to the source of that river. He sprinkled the salt into it. And he said, I've healed this water. I've healed this water. It will no longer kill you or poison your land. So the water has been a killer. The water has been a poison. The water has been a destruction. He said, and sure enough, the water was healed and remains so to this day, just as Elijah has said, until somebody goes to the root of the problem and command healing there. Beloved, it creates a potential havoc on you. Go to that foundation and command that which was wrong, that which was damaged, to be fixed. The Lord God Almighty, he said, I will restore health to you and heal you of all of your wounds. Every wound that the foundation has caused, every wound that connectivity, even to a place where there is pollution and cause, as cause, it is until you go there and, beloved, it's dealt with, there is no way we can say it will happen. We are not Christians. The word of the Lord said, because they dealt with it, that was the end of death, that was the end of miscarriage of destiny. Whenever anybody died before their time, that was a destiny miscarriage. Whenever things don't go well, not productive, it means that that investment is not meeting the destiny that God has ordained for it. And beloved, the word of the Lord said, because the prophet has spoken, decreed the word, and it was so from that day forward. You can be your own prophet this morning under the covering of the blood of Jesus. Under the covering of the grace of God upon this commission, he said, and he went from death unto Bethel. That was another thing going on in Bethel. But beloved, I want you to know, your word will deliver you today as you come in agreement with the word of the Lord. Because he invested an authority in you to command healing, to cast out the devils, and release healing. It said, every power in heaven and on earth has been given to you. And therefore, engage it on your city, on your land, on your dopey atuati. Endegeke kusoto osuati. Elapia otrosuziati. Endege kusati. It said, make a declaration. He said, I've healed this water. What does it mean? He was a mouthspeaker for the Lord. He said, the Lord has healed this water now. I command you, behold, speak unto your life, speak unto your foundation,
You have said, my foundation, hear ye the word of the Lord. Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. He has healed this water that flowed from my foundation unto me. The sack that enveloped me in my mother's womb that flowed from my mother's foundation to me. I declare you healed that flows from me to my children. I declare you healed from today. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's up here at us.
And to humiliation, and to trouble, and to
grief, of humiliation, of sorrow, of sadness, of sickness, of shame, of evil, embarrassment. I command your end now. You shall not rise again. Usopi atuago, esociate, but the power that delivered the Israelites even from the Red Sea and buried the Egyptians, even in the Red Sea, I declare peace of the prevalence this morning from every Red Sea of life. I command the wicked to be buried in that Red Sea. There shall not be a rising. Any power that wants to enforce demonic attack that they have afflicted our parents with, and they want to enforce it on us. Every power that wants to repeat demonic history, satanic history of pain, satanic history of affliction, satanic history of dying, even that has happened to our parents, that wants to replay itself in our lives, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I challenge you by the power of the name of Jesus. I command you to be buried in the Red Sea of life and never to rise. Let the wicked be buried with their wickedness. Let there be freedom for the captives this morning. Let there be healing for the sick. Let there be help for the helpless. Let a way be made where there is no way. Let every sentence of barrenness, every sentence of ash be averted this morning. Let the day open up as the heaven open over the prevailers. Let every prevailer know the help of the Most High God. Let God begin to visit these people. We give you praise, our God, in the name of Jesus. Can we thank God for the summit and the Touch Heaven program? Beloved, you want to pray for me, for Pastor Ayo? You want to pray for that will minister in one way or the other from the service team? You want to lift up Pastor Bola, all the people in the service team before the Lord, and we are said to the Lord, engage us as your instrument. Use us for your glory. Prepare us for what you have prepared for us. Beloved, it is like one day, like Esther had a one night with the king. It is a moment of destiny. It is a moment to engage and run the race of destiny. Beloved, I take the baton and begin to run on. You are sent to the Lord. Lord, Lord, use your sons and your daughter, Pastor Ellen, engage them, Lord, for what you have prepared for us. Unravel the mysteries. Lord, let the secrets of God that we need to know, Lord, that will bring release, that will bring divine help, that will change the story of everyone that will come to the summit, let it be unraveled. Let it be unraveled. Let the mysteries of God that will cause men who have been bound to be loose, that will set the Spirit of the Lord come upon us, the Spirit of the Lord to that delivers, that sets free, that makes all, that establishes the counsel of the Lord. The ambassador also, Paul said, pray for me, that utterance be given unto me, that I will be able to speak the mysteries of the word of God with boldness. Our confidence is not in ourselves, for in our own we can do nothing, but with our God we can do all things. That is why I am saying, beloved, when you pray for us, you are praying for yourself, because whatever we are going to do, God wants to use us for you. You are said to the Lord, prepare them with the word of the Lord that you have already prepared for me. Lord, give us divine detail. Give us divine, accurate information. Lord, what to us? Lord, sensitize our spirit man. Even as we pray, even as we lead in prayer, even as we share the word, that we will speak as your oracle with divine insight into your word, with divine eloquence, with supernatural wisdom, with divine intelligence, that we expose the work of the devil, that we cut off
makuta azo. Ondegekekusoto. Usosi atua. Elabro degeku azo. Ondegekelebrusote. Isopia atugazate. Elabondo gogosuzia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, the word of the Lord, which we keep into for this program, beloved, to gather his people, is two scriptures for the people. If we gather his own, Isaiah chapter number 2, verses 2 to 4, you can read it. It said that one will say unto another, because the mountain of the Lord's house is established upon the highest of the mountain, and beloved, it shall be above all the hills. And many will say unto another, come, let us go to the house of the Lord, that he might teach us his ways, that we might walk even according to his truth. Beloved, let to the Lord, gather your people. Let there not be a few. Let favor upon this commission attract the people that you have sent us to. Beloved, because if God sent us to a people and we are unable to reach them, what you don't know is that it means that we are not fulfilling our destiny. If they can't reach us also, it's the same. So when something is positioned on the eyes of masses, it is a not-to-be-missed entity, beloved, and it attracts favor. It attracts men by divine magnet. Let there be, oh God, a supernatural magnet of God upon this commission that glue the people that God has sent us to. He said unto Jeremiah, you will go to all that I have sent you. Lord, attract those that you have sent us to. Lord, let those that you have sent us to begin to come unto us.
Arrested by lack of money, arrested by lack of transport. We command a way out for them. The word of the Lord said in Isaiah 43, he said, because I love you and you are precious in my sight, and I honored you and I love you, I will give people in exchange for you and nations instead of your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. I will say to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, far away, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name and created for my glory, I have found him. Indeed, I have made him. There are people that God has desired and designed to be part of this program. Beloved, that God has ordained that they must be here. Beloved, we are going to speak unto anything that holds them captive. We are commanding the action of God to rest upon the Touch Heaven program, upon our church services, and begin to let the people who have been victimized by satanic imprisonment of the mind, of race and of gender, even of sickness and of pain, of problem, of lack of money, of lack of resources, we are commanding their release now by the reason of the anointing. I command the north, I speak to the south, I command you, release them. Do not hold them back. The people that God has ordained able to be part of the summit, I command, let a passageway be made open for them. Let divine help begin to come their way. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let a tooth of the earth, on the gekekutozo, a supplianta galepruasa atua, lekekutozo the atua, zeprende gekuzoze, isopia atuazo, on the gekelibusoze, O God of heaven and of earth, Lord, come, release them from the bondage of infirmity, from the pressure of life, from distraction and distortion, from depression, from anything that holds them back. Lord, let them come in their tents and their houses. Lord, for this destiny appointment that cannot be missed, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sopotonikasaati. They were called by the name of the Lord. But beloved, so also we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Job chapter number 1. The word of the Lord said, and now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before God, and Satan also came among them. Satan came among them. Beloved, as we gather, Satan must not have a place or a room in us. Beloved, when you will see, when Jesus was speaking unto Peter, he said, Satan has asked to sift all of you as a wheat. But I have prayed for you. In John chapter number 1 verse 6, beloved, when the one was telling us this story, God said unto Satan, from where have you come? He said, from roaming about on the earth and walking around on it. So we are not ignorant. But beloved, the same way that Jesus prayed for Peter, no personality, minister, servant, or even those who are coming for the first time are permitted to have all satanic manipulation. Let every hidden agenda of the enemy to any personality, whether as the hotel statue of Park Marriott Hotel, or whether as people that were coming, of people that were serving in any which way, and the influences of Satan, the powers of darkness assigned to destroy, assigned to disturb, assigned to divert the attention of people from appointment with destiny, from the destiny appointment that cannot be missed, assigned to weaken, to weary, to disturb anyone from focusing on why they came. I bring such demonic oppression under arrest. I disallow any satanic gang, any demonic influences, any satanic arrangement from prevailing over the prevailers in the mighty name of Jesus. Disappear unto us from the pulpit to the pew, from the hotel entrance, even to everything in its environment, even to the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel staff. No personality is permitted to have a satanic instrument, to be an handyman and a hand worker of the devil in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Disappear unto the earth, on the ecclesia, also to us. He said, give no room for the devil. Lord, we disallow every manifestation, every oppression of the devil. We declare the environment is such with your power. I declare the divine power and presence of God penetrate into the life of everyone that we serve you, of every minister, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. From myself to Pastor Iyer, to the Aguilas, to every minister to that is going to be present, to every service team member, I decree and declare, no room for the devil, 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 in the name of Jesus, in Sophia Atuazo, on the Gagalibrus Ose, in La Pia Osegasa Ose, in the Gagalibrus Ose, and the Gagalibrus Ose, is a peer unto us. On the Gagalibrus Ose, on the Gagakus Ose, unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, a few things were brought to myself yesterday. There are personalities that make mistakes. Mistakes were made in their office, not directly by them, but if you are given oversight over a responsibility, over an assignment, you are responsible. But what the enemy meant for evil, because of divine connectivity and association with this commission, I decree it overturned in your favor, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because Genesis chapter number 50, verse number 20. Joseph looked at his own brothers that were trying to kill his dream. When you are a conscientious person and you are doing diligently well in your office, you are doing your best, and some personalities became a handyman to create trouble for you. And beloved, I stand as the servant of the Most High God. I speak into the ear this morning across the nations of the earth. I declare by the covenant of the mercy of God that speaks through the blood of Jesus, your error is converted even this morning in your favor for lifting. Your mistake is converted for miracle in the will lead for your promotion. It will not make you to go down. In the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I release angelic assault. The bottomless angel that will bring you out of your prison, that will cause your effort, your investment to be remembered for your lifting. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command your work in the marketplace, the prevailers, to be recognized, to be marginalized, to not to be marginalized, but to stand out in the name of Jesus, because it is written, God will make a difference between those who serve him and those who serve him not. Therefore, the divine mark of difference making and of the Lord, let it rest upon your life for good, rest upon your business for good, rest upon your career for good, rest upon your marriage for good, rest upon the work of your hands for good. In the name of Jesus, today I banish every continuous bashing of teeth against any prevailer in the marketplace, in the businesses, and in our careers. I command every contention against our establishment, against our fulfillment in the marketplace, on the upfront, in the ministry, in our careers, in the life of our children. I command all contention to cease. I command the instrument of cruelty, the instrument of war, to be converted to instrument even of plowshare. What was meant to destroy, become an instrument of progress, the instrument of plowing, the instrument of breakthrough, the instrument of excelling in every aspect of life. What the enemy meant for good, I declare today, testimonies begin to come forth that the Lord has done it for our good, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I speak into any life that has sickness, any body that is broken, battered, any body that is suffering of any form of ailment, I speak life unto you. I decree, let the arrow of the wicked backfire on them. Let there be total healing and recovery for the righteous in the name of Jesus. We thank you, our Father. We give you praise because you are a faithful God. We honor you. Blessed be your name. For we are prayed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, it shall be said concerning you and I, God has caused all things to work together for our good, because we love God and we are called according to his purpose. Because of destiny plan that God has for us, every agenda that the enemy thought it will go wrong for us, God will use it to glorify himself, and it will work for our good in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you this morning. It shall be unto us according to the word of the Lord. Now unto you, my Father, who has called me and sent me, the ancient of days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the only God, the only King that I have, the only lover of my soul, the one that is great and mighty, precious and faithful, dependable, reliable, my helper at all times, in all seasons, Lord, my strengthener, my hope, my help. Lord, I honor you this morning for the privilege that you have given me to serve you as your people. Thank you for your word that I speak. Thank you because you are the one that speak your word from my mouth. Thank you for performing your word that you have spoken through me, and for executing your word according to your destiny plan and destiny pattern. Lord, I give you praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, that once again you have made the place of your feet beautiful and glorious. You have glorified yourself even by answering our prayers. Thank you because you've done and you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine, by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us. Lord, we give you praise this morning. We honor you. We exalt your name. We magnify you, the lily of the valley. We exalt your holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Let your name be forever glorified and honored, because we are prayed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.